James chapter 2 verse 1 to 7 I'll read in English 看华语的你们可以看 PowerPoint
来雅各书第二章第一到七节
James chapter 2 My brothers and sisters believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ must not show favoritism Suppose a man comes into your meeting wearing a gold ring and fine clothes, and a poor man in filthy old clothes also comes in. If you show special attention to the man wearing fine clothes and say, Here is a good seat for you, but say to the poor man, You stand here, or sit at your feet on the floor by my feet. Have you not discriminated among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen.My dear brothers and sisters, has not God chosen those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in faith and to inherit the kingdom he promised those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor. Isn't not the rich who are exploiting you? Are they not the ones who are dragging you into court? Are they not the ones who are blaspheming the holy name to whom you belong?Now, in the Gospel of John, you do not find the familiar Christmas stories of Mary or baby Jesus.
在这个约翰福音里面，你们谈到我们比较熟悉的，他没有谈到我们比较熟悉的这个耶稣跟玛利亚这个
圣诞节的故事。
圣诞节的故事。
Instead, John introduced Jesus as the light that shines in the darkness.
但是约翰却这样子的介绍耶稣，他是光照在黑暗里。
In John chapter 1, we read, In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind.
那边读到说，他说这样说，生命在他手里头，这生命是人的光。
So this light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
这光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受这光。
Now I really like this metaphor, because this is precisely the level of impact.That Jesus has upon our lives.
我非常喜欢这样子一个比喻，因为这是正是正是要耶稣要我们看到我们怎么样影响我们，他怎么样影响能够影响我们的生命。
It is light that shines upon darkness.
是把光照在黑暗里。
And this light we know is the source of life.
我们知道这个光就是生命的源头。
And this light is also the giver of life.
也是给生命的给予者。
And our lives are changed and renewed.Every time when we experience this light,
每次我们接受经验这样子的光的时候呢，我们生命就会被再更新。
Now, excuse the pun, but we should all be enlightened by Jesus.
我们应该被神的光照。
And it is for this very purpose that Jesus comes to us.
因为这样子呢，耶稣来到我们当中。
We read on. It says the Word became flesh and made His dwelling amongst us.
我们也继续读的下去的，我们看到他说道成肉身住在我们中间。
And then we read.We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who comes from the Father, full of grace and truth.
充充满满的有恩惠有真理，我们也见到过他的光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And perhaps this is why when John talks to his fellow Christians, his brothers and sisters.
所以当约翰向他们的弟兄姊妹还有基督徒说的时候呢，
He describes them as the believers in our glorious.Lord Jesus Christ.
他把他们形容成他们在他们这个是在这个荣耀的上耶稣当中的这个信者。
Now, I believe this word glorious here is the key to the entire passage.
我觉得这个荣耀是一个非常重要的一个词。
John tells us that we have seen Jesus' glory.
耶稣告诉我们，我们见到神的荣耀。
James calls us believers in this glory.
雅各说我们是这个荣耀的信者。
But if I may ask, what is this glory?
那我们问这到底什么是这样的荣耀呢？
What makes our Lord Jesus Christ glorious?
什么成到我们耶稣基督那么的荣耀？
And what is this glory that has been revealed to us?
这荣耀是怎么样的向我们显示？
John makes this glory, the definition of this word glory very clear in John chapter 17.
约翰这样子的定义，这荣耀是什么？
He says, after Jesus said this, he looks towards heaven and prayed.
他讲耶稣说了这话，他就举头仰望。
Then he said, Father, the hour has come.
他讲父啊，时候到了。
Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you.
愿你荣耀你的儿子，使儿子也荣耀你。
I have brought you glory on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do.
我把大荣耀带到世上，因为我完成你所交付我的工作。
And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory that I had with you before the world began.
所荣耀我，原来是你原来所定义的。
So the hour has come.
所以时辰到了。
And when the hour has come for Jesus to be glorified, the events that follow contradicted all normal expectation of what is glory.
所以当时辰到了，我们所期望的荣耀，在我们想象中完全不在我们想象当中。
Jesus was arrested.
我们知道耶稣被逮捕了。
His disciples betrayed and denied him.
他的门徒来背叛了他。
He was mocked and beaten.
他被凌辱也被挨打。
Jesus died on the cross.
而他死在十字架上。
Yet his final words on the cross is, "It is finished."
但是他最后的一口气，他是说，耶稣说成了。
The words "It is finished" is a reminder to his prayer that we have read.That I have brought you glory on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do.
而就成就他的祷告，就是说我在地上以荣耀你，你所交付我的事我已经完成了。
So Jesus, we know, had authority and power.
我们知道耶稣有权力也有权柄。
Jesus has fame, he had a popularity.
他也很受人家的欢迎。
But his glory lies in his submission to God's will.
他的荣耀在什么地方呢？他荣耀是呈现在他对上帝完全的顺服。
His glory comes from his love and sacrifice for his own people.
他的荣耀来自他为他人的爱和牺牲。
So my brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
we who are believers of our glorious Lord Jesus Christ,
当我们相信这样子一个耶稣的时候呢，
is this the glory that you truly believe?
难道这个荣耀是不是你真正的相信吗？
The glory of humility,
这个谦卑的荣耀，
the glory of self-denial,
自我否定的荣耀。
Is this the glory? If this is the glory that you seek,
如果这是真正你所追求的荣耀呢？
Then this should be the glory that you should manifest in your life.
将这荣耀应该在你生命上活出来。
Now the glory of Jesus is not just for Jesus alone.
我们知道上帝荣耀，耶稣的荣耀不是为了他自己而已。
In his prayer, Jesus reveals.
在他的祷告中，他这样子说
：“I have given them, referring to the believers that will follow, the glory that you gave me.”
他讲：“你赐给的荣耀，我已经给了他们这些使徒，你们就是他们使徒。
That they may be one as we are one，
直到他们能够合合为一。
I in them and you in me，
像我们合合为一一样。
So that they may be brought to complete unity，
所以他们能够完全合而为一。
So this glory is given not just to Jesus， but to all who believe in Jesus through the message of the apostles。
所以这个荣耀不只给耶稣，也给他相信他的人。”
For Jesus, of course, this glory entails his work on the cross.
当然，这荣耀包括他死在十字架上。
But for us,
但对我们来说
，this glory makes us one.
这荣耀使到我们能够在神里面合一。
This glory brings us to complete unity.
使到我们完全的合而为一。
Because it is this glory that will bind all of us in love with one another.
因为在这荣耀里面，我们能够彼此的吸引。合一，
相亲相爱，
相亲相爱。
And it is this glory that will bind us to the love of God.
知道我们也能够爱我们耶稣基督。
But in the time of James, the world is not like this.
但是在雅各的时候呢，这个世界不是像我们这样子的。
The Roman society is deeply divided by class.
我们知道这个罗马的社会呢，又分的是很多的等级、阶层。
And what determines your class is dependent on your wealth.
然后你在什么阶层呢？就看你有多富有。
The rich were honored.
那些比较有财富的话，他们是被尊敬的。
And the poor were disdained.
啊，那些比较贫穷的，他们是被鄙弃的。
And this is really inevitable because with wealth, if you have wealth during the Roman times, you can get power, you can get influence.
因为你有钱，你就有势力，你就有影响力。
Now the Romans had this political or legal career path for those who are rich.
我们知道在罗马时代有这样子的一个层层的这个你这样爬这个不同的阶层。
And if you are rich, you can follow this career path and go on to further riches and even provide for your future generations.
如果你会有钱的话，你会成为更加的富有，然后你能够为世世代代准备了你们的所有的财富。
In a way, you need to be rich to get richer.
所以你如果要有钱呢，你必须要先开始有赚钱。
And you need to be rich to gain opportunities for success.
如果有钱的话，你才有机会。
And if we look at the chart,
如果看到这个表上面呢，
we see that with wealth, even your voting power is different.
有了财富呢，连你的投票权也会增加。
And such a culture therefore becomes unavoidable because you know We have this basic human nature to cover after power, for social status, or for success.
所以这样的文化造成呢，我们就大家都想追求财富。
In the Roman times, with wealth, all things are possible.
所以当时罗马时代呢，如果你有财富呢，什么都可以做。
And so it becomes basic instinct for them to use wealth to size one another up.
所以自然而然呢，他们就会把如何的看怎样看人。
And they will use wealth to modify their behavior towards one another.
大家会调整自己的行为，看到什么样的人，他们就是自己会调整自己的行为。
If you are rich,
如果你有钱的话
，or I need you to help me in my life,
或者你我需要你帮助我在生活上的需要。
I need you to help me climb up this social ladder.
我需要你帮我一把，能够爬这样的一个社会阶层。
Or I need to honor you. I need to seek your favor.
所以我必须讨好你，我必须要三次尊敬你。
But if you are poor.
但是如果反过来说，如果你是贫穷的话呢
then you should be under me and listen to my orders.
你必须听我的指示。
Because if you are poorer than me, you need me more than I need you.
因为如果你比我穷富的话，你需要我比我需要你更大。
And therefore there is this culture of class systems.
所以这样子的一个文化
，it is unavoidable during those times.
是当时所呈现的。
Because wealth is power.
因为财富就是权力。
But this kind of culture is literally poisonous to the unity of a Christian community.
但是这样的文化对我们的基督徒的生活是一个非常致命的一个毒素。
Because the church will be divided by the social class and status.
因为教会就会因此这样子的话呢，搞分裂。
People are not judged by the contents of their faith.
我们不是凭看人家的这个对内心的这个信心的实在。
But they are judged by their superficial outward appearance of how rich they are.
而是看人家看的是你在外表上呢有多有钱。
And this cannot be a community that will love one another.
这样子不是我们所要的一个群体，彼此相爱的一个群体。
And this is why James tells his church.
所以这样子呢，雅各就告诉当时的教会。
My brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
You who are believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, you must not show favoritism.
你们信奉我们荣耀主耶稣基督的人呢，便不可以按外貌待人。
The social class system is contradictory to the glory of Jesus.
这个社会阶层的这种文化呢，是跟我们的这个耶稣的荣耀是相反的。
Jesus was above all things.
耶稣是在人人之上。
Yet he humbled himself to be a servant to all.
但是他谦卑自己呢，成为我们的仆人。
The glory of Jesus Christ is about service and suffering for all mankind.
在基督的荣耀是有就讲到说如何的侍奉和如何的受难，为了人爱的缘故。
So if you believe in this glory,
所以如果你相信这样的一个荣耀
，if this is your definition of what is glorious,
如果你这样子对这个荣耀这样子一个定义的话
，how can you possibly favor the rich and disdain the poor?
这样你怎么能够讨好这个有钱的和鄙视那些没有钱的呢
？If you have seen and believe in this glory,
如果真的相信这样的一个荣耀的话
，then it is like a light that is shining in the darkness.
就好像
是
光照在黑暗里头。
And it is a light that will banish all discrimination.
这光呢，能够除掉一切的鄙视
，banish away all prejudice，
一切的偏见
，and banish away all unrighteousness，
还除掉一切的不义的事情。
Yes, brothers and sisters.
是的，弟兄姊妹。
Favoritism is a matter of righteousness.
以外貌待人是一个不义的现象。
Because you are giving unequal treatment to people based on their wealth.
因为你没有同等的待遇。在弟兄姊妹
，James tells us that when you do that, you have discriminated among yourself and become judges with evil thoughts.
耶稣也告诉我们，这岂不是你们用偏心待人呢？用恶意断定人吗
？You become a judge who is unjust.
你成为一个审判者，而是一个不义的审判者。
Because you are favoring one side over the other, even before you hear the case.
因为你对那些来听的话呢，已经事实上要偏心了。
You may not be blatantly accepting bribes.
你可能不是公开的接受贿赂。
But by your actions.
但是因为你的行为呢
？You are showing a mindset that the rich, because they are in a higher social class, they deserve better treatment.
你偏向那些有钱的。
Now such a concept that favoritism is unrighteousness is already present in our Jewish laws.
当其实这样子的偏心呢，当时在这个已经在这个犹太律法已经有这样子的一个情况了。
He says that.Do not pervert justice. Do not show partiality to the poor or favoritism to the great, but judge your neighbors fairly.
在那个律法上也讲说，你们施行审判，不可行不义，不可偏顾穷人，也不可以重看有事的人，只要按公义审判你的邻舍。
So if you believe in a glory that is rooted in love and sacrifice,
所以你真的如果真的相信荣耀是建立在爱和牺牲当中呢？
Then you have to let this light of Jesus Christ expose and eradicate all darkness of unrighteousness.
应该让这光呢照亮在黑暗上。
So you must love your neighbors as yourself.
所以你应该爱邻舍如己一样。
Now who are your neighbors?
谁是你的邻舍呢？
Your neighbors could be anybody.
他可以在你们周遭的任何一个人。
Which means everybody deserves the same status as you.
所以每个人应该得到公平的对待。
This is the definition of love your neighbors as yourself.
这就是为什么叫做爱人如己的这个定义。
And for the life of Jesus, we see that, hey, this is the true way of living.
我们看到耶稣，哦，原来是这是真正的生活。
Our identity is not dependent on our wealth or our social status.
我们的身份不是建立在我们的财富，我们的社会阶层。
Who we are is based on this new life that we all receive by the grace of God.
而我们是谁呢？我们是建立在我们在上帝里面的那个身份。
And all of us, whether we are rich or we are poor, we all live by this grace.
而在我们不论是有贫穷的，是财有富有的，我们都在恩典下生活。
And because of this grace, it makes us all equals in this Christian community.
因为这样的恩典呢，使到我们在基督里面是平等的。
Now it was not easy for those who have lived under the social class system to accept this.
其实让当时的人来接受这样的观念，平等的观念是不太容易的。
Firstly, it may be a change in habit.
因为这是他们原来不习惯的一个想法。
If I've lived by this social class system my whole life,
如果我一个生命都是活在这样子一个等级分开的这个文化里头呢？
How do I know how to treat other people from now on?
我们现在怎么样跟别人相处呢？
Now before this, yes, I know what to do.
以前我懂得怎么做。
In my world, there are those that are above me, there are those that are below me.
在我的生命中，有些人是在我们上面，在我上面的，有些在我下面的。
And even those who are the same class status as me.
即使在我们同一个阶层里头呢？
I can still calibrate my behavior based on our estimated wealth.
我还可以调整我自己的我们的行为呢，让我在判断你的财富有多少。
For example, Prada would beat Gucci.
比如说品牌里面呢 ，Prada 会打胜 Gucci。
Gucci will beat Armani.
Gucci 也会战胜 Armani.
But if I'm carrying a Hermes, then that trumps over all.
但是如果一个 Hermes 的话呢，我能够比任何人都威风。
Now without all these usual social rules.
如果没有这样子的一个划分的话呢
？Which are based on the social classes.
根据这样子一个社会阶层的话呢
？I will be totally lost. I don't know what to do.
这样我应该怎么生活呢
？And this could be the first barrier.
这可能是一个很大的一个障碍。
Secondly, making us all equals, it could be quite impractical.
如果大家都平等的话，这样不是很不实际？
Yes, in the church, I can pretend that we are all equals.
我们在教会呢，我们可以假装说我们都是平等的。
But in the real life,
但是在真实生活里头
，I know this guy is my master.
我知道这个是我的老板。
That guy is my servant.
他是我这个是我的仆人。
When I step out of the church,
那我离开教会以后呢
？Would my master feel offended?
在我的老板会不会因为我这样子对待他呢？他有点不爽。
Will my servant continue to listen to my instructions?
在家里的话，我的仆人会不会同样的来听我的指示
？The social class system is still in place in the real world.
所以现在先进的社会上仍然有这样的社会阶层的存在。
And therefore, many will be reluctant to change.
因为这样的关系呢，很多人不想去改变它。
Now, in talking about this resistance to change,
想到我们为什么会对这个改变呢有一些障碍呢？
Before I continue, I'd like to share this interesting cartoon that I read from SMBC.
我跟大家分享这个卡通系列。
So the son asked the father, "Daddy, does Santa Claus exist?"
他这个儿子呢问父亲说，哎，到底圣诞老人是真的吗？
Father replied, "Oh, Santa is a joy, spirit of joy, and the avatar of giving."
啊，当然了，这圣诞是那个喜乐和这个给施给的代表。
Every time someone steps into your life to help you in your way, that's a Santa Claus.
有人 打入你的生命的话，帮助你一把，他就是那个圣诞老人。
Every time someone grants your heart's desire before you knew what it was, that's a Santa Claus.
有些人啊，如果有些人呢，满足你心所想的啊，他也是一个圣诞老人。
Every time you see one in somebody and replace it with surplus, you are a Santa Claus.
每次看到，如果看到人有需要的话呢，你给那个人他所需要的话，你就是圣诞老人。
Oh, then, so the son said, "Oh, is Santa real?"
他讲，所以他问那个父亲说，哎，到底圣诞老人是真的吗
？So the son father said, "Yes."He is real in our hearts.
他说：“当然说，当然了、啊，他在我们心里是真实的。”
So the son said, "Oh, tell him I want a new game box and all the games in this list."
他说：“这样好吧，爸爸，你给我这是清单，我需要这个 game box， 还有一些这样一些电脑游戏。”
Then the father takes a look at the long list.
所以当这个父亲看了这样的一个长的清单呢
，Then he said, "Santa Claus is dead. I killed him."
圣诞老人死了，我把他杀了。
Now, unlike Santa Claus, Jesus' existence is not dependent on our actions.
不像圣诞老人呢，耶稣的存在呢，不在于我们的行为。
But our actions will reflect if Jesus is truly real in our hearts.
但是我们行为就代表说，我们相不相信呢，上帝真正在我们心里。
If you take a look at the long list of hard teachings of Jesus.
如果你看到一个耶稣给我们那么长的教导里头呢
，and then you give up.
然后你就放弃了。
Then, like the father, in essence, you are saying Jesus Christ is dead, and I killed him.
那其实说你是说，哎，父亲啊，这个耶稣已经死了，我把他杀了。
Now I know that transformation is not easy.
我们知道说，改变是不容易的一件事情。
It is very difficult to make changes in our life, changes in our habits, changes and facing the real world. It is very difficult.
改变我们自己，改变我们习惯，在这个世界上是非常困难的事情。
The light shines upon the darkness, but the darkness does not comprehend it.
而且这个光呢，照在黑暗上，但是黑暗却拒绝它。
Change is difficult.
所以改变是一个非常困难的事情。
And this is why James start his verse 5 with the word listen.
所以因为说在第五节呢，这个雅各说，请听。
Listen.
请听。
Let the word of God be the guiding force in your life.
让上帝的话成为你生命的指引。
Listen.
所以你要聆听。
And in listening, he gives three compelling reasons why we should abolish the entire social class system.
他给我们三个理由，为什么呢？我们必须取消这个阶级等级的这观念。
First, he talks about God's election.
他首先他讲到神的选择。
拣选。
拣选。
He says, why should the poor be a lower class?
为什么呢？贫穷呢要成为低层的呢？
Does not God also elect from the poor to make them rich in their faith?
难道上帝不是说到呢？他会选择那个贫穷的，使他们更加在信心上更加的富足
？So outward appearance are a very poor indicator of what is going on in the person's inner faith.
所以在外表看来呢，是很难去断定他一个人内心的这个实在。
The poor need not be from a lower class; they could be very rich in their faith.
所以一个贫穷的，他不一定是他一个成为一个比较低层的人，他可能在他的生命里的信心呢，非常的丰富。
And this is the first argument.
这是他第一个理由。
Then he questions why the rich should be of a higher class.
那他为什么他也问说，为什么这个有钱的应该是更高的阶层呢
？Why should they be honored?
为什么他要被那么的被尊敬呢
aren't the rich the ones precisely who are capable of oppressing the poor?
难道这些有钱人他能够去欺压穷人？
And you might say, oh, that is precisely why we honor them.
哦，你可以说，所以我们要并且要尊敬他们。
Because they are very powerful. If we don't honor them, they might incur their wrath and punish us.
如果我们不尊敬他们，他们可能会加害于我们。
But James issued a very serious charge.
但是这个雅各清楚警告他们说。
He says, are they not the ones who are blaspheming the holy name of him to whom you belong?
他们不是亵渎你们所敬奉的尊名吗？他这样说。
That means that when the rich oppress the poor,
所以当这有钱这个有钱的呢来欺压这贫穷的
，they are blaspheming Jesus who has made all children of God equal.
他们是亵渎基督呢，因为他基督使我们在里头是平等的。
We are all answerable to God.
我们必须向上帝呢承担责任。
So the rich should not be honored for their power.
所以这个有钱的我们不应该尊敬他，因为他们有钱。
Because they are also accountable to God for their abuse of power.
因为他如果他滥用权力的话，他必须要向上帝交代。
And this is the second argument.
这是他第二点的这个
The last argument I will explore in detail next week.
第三点呢，我们下一周呢再来继续的探讨。
And that is the argument of love.
那就是爱的这个爱的原因。
When we do favoritism, we break Jesus' command to love one another.
当我们采用这个等级阶分的这个观念的话呢，我们就打破耶稣给我们的这个诫命，就是彼此相爱。
We cannot claim to love one another if we are still divided by the social class.
我们不能够说我们是彼此相爱，如果我们仍然是有这种等级的观念。
So listen to all this.
所以请听。
Now all three arguments from James are rooted in the life of Jesus.
我们知道这三点都在耶稣的生命中显现出来了。
Why should the poor be of a lower class?
为什么呢？贫穷的呢？我们要把它放在最低层呢？
Jesus came in the humble persona of a carpenter's son.
难道耶稣不是由一个这个木匠而生出来的吗？家里生出来的吗？
Who would have thought that a carpenter's son could actually be the Messiah?
所以想到这个木匠的儿子呢，就会成为我们的救主。
That is the first argument.
这是第一点。
Jesus had power as the Son of God.
当然，耶稣因为他是神的儿子，他有这个权利。
But his glory comes from his willing submission to sacrifice for the greater good.
但是他的荣耀是来自他对神完全的信服，而为了爱的缘故呢，完全向神完全信服。
So power means nothing if it is not used properly.
所以呢，如果不是好好的利用呢，这个权力是没有用的。
Power only becomes glorious when it's willing to be sacrificed for the greater good.
那权力成为有用的话，因为它成为一个牺牲，能够带给更多人的好处。
And this is the second argument.
这是第二点。
But the third argument is the strongest.
第三点是最有强力的，有强力的这一点。
Jesus' righteousness with God is complete, being completed by his sacrificial love.
耶稣的这个公义是在他完全的牺牲的爱里头呢显现出来。
We know that God counts this as righteousness because Jesus is being vindicated by God through his resurrection.
我们知道是因为这样子的关系呢。耶稣被上帝来复活了，死而复活了。
So Jesus is the light that shines into the darkness.
我们知道说这个光，耶稣下的光照在黑暗里头。
And this is why James asked his church to listen.
所以雅各要求当时的教会来聆听听这话。
Be transformed by this light.
能够因为这个光的关系来改变你们生命。
And live this a new life, a new life that is reflective of a life that comes from Jesus Christ.
活出一个生命呢，是反映一个耶稣的生命。
Now today we don't have this distinct social class like the Roman times.
今天我们当然在新加坡，我们不会有这样子个等级的积分分，不是那么的明显，像当时的罗马社会一样。
Yeah, at least not in Singapore. But it does not mean that we are not divided by this have and have nots.
但是不是我们完全没有这样的观念？有些人有多一点东西，有人比较少一点东西。
But I think that in Singapore, sometimes it's even more dangerous.
但是我觉得有时候我们这个社会更加的危险。
Yes, our actions are not dictated by the social rules that to obey the class system.
当然，我们没有说我们的法律上没有说我们必须要这样子的一个对待他人。
But what we are doing is further ingrained in our subconscious because we think that if when we do this, it works very well in the society.
但是呢，在潜意识上，我们会不知不觉的有这样的一个观念存在。
Now, meritocracy and consumerism, these are the hallmarks of our globalized and urbanized country.
我们知道在这个全球化和这个城市化，这个任人唯才，还有这个消费主义的情况里头呢。
Now, in concepts, both of these, meritocracy and consumerism, these are very good principles.
当然，我们知道说任人唯才和这个消费主义是没有错的。
Meritocracy rewards the capable.
因为任人唯才就是说，如果有能力的话呢，你就得到赏识。
But unwittingly, we will become judgmental on the poor.
但是不知不觉，我们会对这个贫穷的采取一种审判。
We think that they are poor because they are incapable.
我们会觉得说，他们因为他们没有能力，所以他们才有这样的贫穷。
We will slowly think that because they are poor, because they are not hardworking enough.
因为他们不工作呢，说懒惰，所以他们才会那么贫穷。
Now consumerism is good. It rewards.Those who are companies who are willing to be consumer orientated.
消费主义是好的，有时候因为他能够奖励那些对消费者有这个服务的这个公司。
But unknowingly we begin to idolize the rich.
但是不知不觉我们也开始崇拜这个有钱人。
Because we want to favor them.
但是我们希望讨好他们。
Because of their greater spending power.
因为他有钱，他有得个花。
Now the class system is invisible.
所以这个阶层观念虽然说不是很明显。
But it is even more dangerous.
但是它可以成为更加的危险。
Now as I observe the rapid changes in our Singapore society.
所以当我观察到我们这个社会的变化的时候。
I'm worried for our future.
我正为我们的前景担心。
Now we do not have aristocrats of the past.
当然我们没有现在没有所谓的贵族。
But we now have scholars.
但是我们现在有奖学金的者。
We do not have clothing that displays that, oh, I'm of this social class.
可能我们现在没有很明显的服装说代表说我是属于这个阶层的。
But we have our branded goods and luxury cars.
但是我们有我们的品牌货和我们的这个豪华汽车。
We do not have votes that is based on the size of our property, as we have read in the chart just now.
我们这边在新加坡还是一人一票，不是说我的物质大，我就有更多的票。
But your level of influence is still affected by who you are and who you know.
但是你的影响力也在乎你认识谁和知道谁。
Now I've heard how some people talk about all the good schools or the well-paying jobs.
我们听到好多弟兄姊妹呢谈到说那些好学校的，还有那些待遇好的工作。
It's an unhealthy love-hate relationship that is mixed with resentment and admiration.
我们在这个东西是非常不健康的一个爱恨交加的一个情况。
Now this culture will become more pervasive for our next generation.
我们这样子一个文化不断的会普及到我们下一代去。
Because the next generations are the ones who grow up with parents that is immersed in such a culture.
那如果我们是这样子的生活的话呢，我们下一代也看着我们这样的生活。
And so we must be careful not to let such culture pervade and divide our community.
所以，但是我们小心呢，不要让这样的文化来分裂我们的群体。
If you claim to be believers of our glorious Jesus Christ,
那你说相信这个我们荣耀耶稣基督的时候呢
？Then our faith detects that Jesus.Glory is our glory.
所以我们必须说把上帝所定义的荣耀成为我们的荣耀。
It is a glory that is actualized by servitude, by humility, and by love.
这个荣耀是建立在我们的这个仆人的心，还有这个谦卑和爱。
Now we have no problems with wealth.
所以我们对有财富没有问题的。
Because wealth is a blessing that is instrumental for us to serve.And to assist the needy.
如果没有财富的，我们也不能够祝福那些需要钱的人。
So live long and prosper.
所以大家，请大家继续的追求荣耀。
But if we are to judge,
但是如果我们是审判
，then let's measure one another by the love that we have for each other.
我们应该让这个爱心来审判的人。
We must honor those who sacrifice for the community.
我们应该尊敬那些为这个群体来牺牲的人。
And we must give voice to those who are deep in their faith and knowledge.
那些有信心、有智慧的人，我们应该去尊敬他们。
Let this be our understanding of what is glorious.
这成为我们对这个荣耀的一个定义和指标。
Now I want to put this in even more practical terms.
那我们把它放在这个非常更实际的一个状况里头。
Now it's very natural for us to jump into conclusions on people based on their appearances.
很自然是我们就以相貌待人。
James intentionally gave us this very graphic image.
但是雅各给我们看到一个比较一个清楚的画面。
Oh, there is this man that comes to your meeting. He's wearing a gold ring and fine clothes.
他说，若一个人呢戴着金戒指呢，穿着华丽的衣服进入你们会堂里。
And there is a poor man who comes in filthy, old, smelly clothes.
然后一个穷人呢，穿着一个肮脏的衣服也进来了。
Now we do not have social classes today.
当然，我们今天没有所谓的等级阶分。
But I believe we will still form a favorable impression on the first and a bad impression on the second.
但是我们脑海里潜意识里呢，我们认为说，第一者呢，他们是印象对我们比较好；第二者呢，我们印象会比较差。
Now maybe not filthy old clothes, since clothes these days are very cheap.
但我们很少看到比较衣服穿得满身脏脏的人进来，因为其实现在的衣服都是相当便宜。
But maybe someone with lots of tattoo or punkish hairstyle or a very uncouth mannerism.
或者，但是可能有些人进来，他们有很多的纹身啊，他还有不同的那个发型啊，还有或者是呢，他行为比较粗俗。
Now, not practicing favoritism doesn't mean that oh now we scorn on the rich and we embrace all kinds of fringe behavior.
我不是说我们如果要相爱的话，我们必须那些看不起那些有钱的，或者那些全部接受那些另类的行为。
But what it means for us is to go deeper before forming a judgment.
但是对我们来说，更重要的是，我们必须进入更深的一步呢，来是他们判断做判断之前呢，更深的一步的思考。
Now someone may look rich.
有些人可能他非常有钱。
But maybe he also gives generously to charity.
但是他慷慨解囊呢，捐很多呢，给这些来周济这些贫穷的。
Someone may look poor.
可能有些人是贫穷的。
But maybe that's because he's a pastor.
那可能他是牧师。
I'm just kidding. Now the point is to truly know a person.
我这边提到说，我们要真正的了解一个人。
And the best way is to kick, and the best way to kick a bad habit is actually, not to stay, try to stay away from it.
如果解除这个坏习惯呢，我们就是要远离这个坏习惯。
不是，要解除一个坏习惯的方法，最好的方法不是说哦要尝试远离它。The best way to kick a bad habit is to form a good habit in to replace it.
来解决，来解除掉一个不好的习惯，就是让一个新的好的习惯呢来取代它。
And so the best defense against favoritism is,
更最好的方式来取代这个以貌待人的习惯呢
，is to make it a point every time to know a person before you judge them.
就是我们呢深入了解彼此呢，来还没判断那个人之前呢，深入了解他人，了解他人。
And when we have to judge, love and humility is our yardstick for judging what is good and what is glorious.
因为我们爱和谦卑是我们的评判什么是好，什么是坏。
And so if we claim truly to this is a community that loves one another.
如果我们真的是彼此相爱的话呢
？I think this is the very least that we can do.
这是最基本我们必须做到的。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。